back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I was hoping to do a little worldview watch this morning with Dr. Bob Weiss. We're still trying to get him on the line, and while we do that, well, I guess I'm going to talk to you about something else. And I got an email over the weekend. It wasn't sent to my KFUO address, but it wasn't something I was going to be able to answer anywhere else, and so it got me thinking a little bit. It went like this. It said, Pastor Fisk, will you please look at this video that I found on YouTube? It's making the rounds, and I'm not sure what to make of it. And I took a gander at it. I kind of flipped through it. It was about 35 minutes long, so you'll forgive me if I only watched about every 7 minutes for maybe 7 seconds to get the gist, especially when I figured out what it was. And here's what it was. It was a video saying, you got to beware, you got to be ready, because Donald Trump, President of the United States, is the end times Antichrist. I wrote back to the young man, and I tried to do my best in a paragraph and a half to say, now, you just got to know, every 4 years, America loses its mind. We go crazy with power. It's really kind of nuts how that is. We all want to talk about how power is not so good. We go crazy with it this time of year because we want to put someone in it who we can trust, who we can hope in, who we can, dare I say it, idolize. And as one group idolizes someone, another group vilifies that someone, and always run around the feet of these statues, these clay and iron mixed feet, easy to crumble, but running around them, you'll find it every 4 years. Some, I'll call them radical Christian, don't know if they're Trinitarian, don't know their real confession, but you'll find they do believe they're a Christian. You'll find them trumpeting about how they have put together all the pieces and figured out that now, right now, funny how it is when you and I aren't alive, isn't it? Right now, the Antichrist has come. It happened 4 years ago with Obama. It happened 4 years ago with Obama before. It happened with Bush. Now, I was a bit young to know if it happened with Clinton, but I'd be willing to say it probably did. You couldn't quite get a YouTube video back then, but I don't doubt they were out there on the radio preaching it. This is the time. This is the time. And on the other hand, you got people out there preaching he's the answer to all our problems, that God has anointed him. I believe it was Tim LaHaye, famous Left Behind author, saying that God has anointed Trump as his servant for our present age. And the real task for you, Christian, is to not be, well, distracted or dismayed by Chicken Little. The Bible definitely has words about suffering, about tribulation and hardship and the beginning of birth pains and the end of the world being a time of tumult. It also, I believe, says that we're in it, we've been in it, nothing's really going to change. It will be as in the days of Noah when Jesus returns. Everybody will be marrying and giving in marriage, saying, why has everything gone on as it has from the beginning? Where is the sign of his coming? And he's going to show up in that twinkling of an eye and no one's going to have seen it, like a thief in the night. As we know that, and Chicken Little runs around at your feet squawking, ack, ack, ack. The Antichrist, the answer to our prayers, the answer to our prayers. You got to just kind of sit back and have a little discernment and know that, well, God isn't going to save the world through a president of the United States of America. He can certainly use all rulers and leaders and men and women in positions of authority to serve the world. He raises them up for that purpose. I think of Cyrus, king of Babylon, who was raised up and even christed, even called an anointed one, all for the purpose of one thing. He was going to send the exiled children of Israel back to Babylon. That was it. That's the only thing he had to do. He did it. You think of Caesar Augustus, who unwittingly only had one thing to do, send out a decree for all the world to be taxed, and boom, baby's born in Bethlehem. Yeah. God's working it through this left-hand kingdom, as we call it. But it is, well, at this point, a bit of an alien hand, and one we certainly should not put too much hope in. In the book of Revelation, there are two very famous beasts, and we won't go too deep into the insanity of all the visions there, but these two beasts, one out of the land and one out of the sea. And if you read those beasts' images through their Old Testament surroundings, that is, you understand what they symbolize, you come to find that they're not actually Godzilla coming up out of the Mediterranean sometime in 2019 to blow fire at the United Nations where Trump has just been crowned king or whatever. It is two beasts that are always with us in every age, trying to displace our hope in Jesus, our hope in Christ, our hope in the Messiah. And these two beasts, they're always the same. One of them is civil government. Not that it's evil or wrong, but that we put our hope in it, that it would be a religion unto us, that we would find our God in the politics of the left-hand world. And you see this in the ancient world where they were calling themselves sons of God. Pharaoh, very God himself, born of the sun. Caesar, Lord, meaning God, right? Now we don't quite go that far, but man, do we get up in arms about it as if every election cycle is going to put God on the throne. Now, the other beast, the one that comes out of the land in Revelation, that is the beast of actual false religion, of things that would pretend to be spirituality with a holy in front of it, but are not. And at one point, this beast is represented as looking like a lamb, but speaking like a lion, speaking like a lion. Oh, I lost it. Looking like a lamb. What is it? Horns? I'd have to look it up. Bad live radio there. But point being, it looks like Jesus. The Antichrist doesn't look like a king of this age. It looks like the church. Right? It is a false, not Caesar. It is a false Jesus. A Jesus who preaches something other than what we were just talking about with Pastor David Kine, salvation by grace. A Jesus who preaches salvation by works. And the tyranny, the ugliness of the end of that book, Revelation, is that these two beasts join forces. And the beast of religion begins to say and point to the beast of public square and civil government and speak for it and point to it and proclaim it. And so they join forces against the church and the witness of the church. And all the while through this, what's John wanting us to do? What John is wanting us to get it through our heads that in this age you will have trouble, but to take heart because Jesus of Nazareth has overcome this age. That he has defeated all things in his cross, put them all in subjection under him like a footstool. You know how, I guess I don't have a footstool, I have a lazy boy. And so when I go home and I sit down on my chair, what do? I pop that thing back, kaboom, up, feet comfortable. That's the world under Jesus. He just has it. He doesn't even have to try to keep it under control. He's just resting his feet on it. He has all things in subjection under his feet until the appointed time when he will roll it all up and hand it back over to his Father. And when is that time? Well, it's when the fullness of the nations have come into the church. When's that going to be? He hasn't told us that. So we wait and we trust and we believe and we hope and we look forward and we pray. And we pray, perhaps most of all, thy will be done, and lead us not into temptation. Do not let the hyperbole of Chicken Little distract us from the real hope. Now, can a president ruin our country? Yeah, probably. Maybe. Should we as citizens do our best to not let that happen? Absolutely. Do your job. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Pray for your authorities. And goodness gracious, were you praying for President Obama? Are you praying for Donald Trump? That's our task right there. Pray for those. Do your due diligence as a citizen, but put not your trust in princes. Put not your hope in mere mortals. Put not your faith in this age. Psalm 146, Alleluia, it says. Alleluia, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Now get this, as long as I live, that means the bad times and the good. That means not only because it's all working the way that you want it to, but also in those times when you stub your toe, or when the guy who you don't like is actually not just your president, but your king. I will praise the Lord at all times. When he throws me in prison for believing in Jesus, I will praise the Lord at all times. And then, as I said a moment ago, here it is, verse 3, Psalm 146, put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. I won't get into the populism and the civil ideas of President Trump's inauguration speech. Whether I liked it or not, I'll just have to let you guess. But there's one thing I was bothered by that I think I have the right, even as a pastor, to speak about right here on KFUO, and it's this, when he said, I will never, ever, ever disappoint you. Now, I forgive President Trump, and I will pray for President Trump, and I'm not going to hold this against him, but he's wrong. Because he is a son of man in whom there is no salvation, just like me. And really, the only false promise I can make is the promise that I will not disappoint you. That's the danger. When we would believe that of ourselves, when we would believe it of others. And so distract ourselves. For whether it is Obama or Trump, verse 4, when his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. And how much more so for a man who can only serve for 4 or 8 years? Blessed is he, that's you, Christian, you, listener, verse 5, whose help is not the President of the United States, whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord your God, the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in it, who keeps fidelity, faithfulness forever, who will never, ever, ever disappoint you. Not according to his will, in which you are saved. You may not always get what you like. You might not always understand it while you wait. But I promise you, on that day when you lift up your eyes and you see the new dawn of an age made again, you won't regret it. You won't think twice about it. You won't wonder what could have been. You won't think of what you left undone. All you do, all you will do, is we'll find that the God who has kept faith with you has undone the faithlessness of all things. He has executed justice for the oppressed. That is, he has justified you by pouring out his wrath on Jesus on the cross and setting you free to give you food, you who are hungry for righteousness, to feed you with the blood of the Lamb, to set you prisoner free, that is, to unleash your binding sins, to loose you with the power of his absolving word, to open the eyes of the blind, that's you who could not see, for all of the powers of this age, these beasts who distracted you, but now by the renewing of your mind that you have in this word of scripture, these words about Jesus, the spirit-blown truth, salvation come to create anew in you, the eyes are open. And you're not like the Chicken Littles of the world running here and there and squawking at everything, every wind, every wave that blows your way. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down, sinner. The Lord loves the righteous. That's the one made righteous, who was a sinner, justified by grace. The Lord watches over the sojourner, that's you and me, walking in this land of exile, waiting for a better land, a homeland that is to come. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. Now, if I got a little too political for you, I apologize. That wasn't my goal. My goal is to remind you that no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, and you should sit on one, and you should take a stand based on your convictions and do due diligence as a Christian, no matter what side of the aisle you stand on, your hope is not in princes. Your hope is in the word of the Lord, for the prince will perish with his breath, and all his plans, all his promises, they will pass. But that word of the Lord, who Jesus is, what he's done, that will endure forever. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I know you heard it here. Back with the weather in a few moments, and then morning prayer.